Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bodies of four Israeli hostages who died in Gaza after the October 7th attacks have now been turned over to Israel by Hamas. At the foreign desk, ABC's Lama Hassan says the victims include the youngest and oldest hostages.
Hamas claiming the Israeli Defense Forces killed them in airstrikes. Israel says it holds Hamas responsible for their deaths. The bodies will undergo forensic testing in Israel for formal identification.
President Trump says he likes the idea of giving some of the savings from Elon Musk's Department of Government efficiency back to taxpayers as a kind of dividend. The Pentagon could be the latest government agency on the chopping block when it comes to jobs being eliminated. The president still calling Ukrainian President Zelensky a dictator. Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri.
My guess is he's expressing some frustration with Zelensky. But this has been very tough on Russia, getting them to the negotiating table. That's good.
The president also saying Ukraine is responsible for starting the war. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. We hear about the housing crisis in Wisconsin and the lack of housing in general. Development is happening in the greater Green Bay area to fill those needs. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich says one of the problems the city has faced deals with the way the population has grown.
One of the issues that we see, not just in Green Bay, but everywhere, is the reduction of household size, right? So you need more units to actually house the same number of people.
Genrich made his comments on a recent episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Find it at civicmedia.us. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison say their new study found that soft shell helmet covers don't reduce concussions for high school football players. Brittany Merlot has details.
The report was published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine and evaluated over 2,600 Wisconsin football players. Their data found 64 reported concussions during the 2023 season, 33 of which were sustained by players wearing the soft shell helmets and 31 by players not wearing the helmets. Previous studies suggested the softer padding could reduce the impact to the head.
The Oshkosh Arena is announcing its first national show after Venue Works took over management of the beleaguered facility. Coco Melon's Sing Along Live embarks on its North American tour with a special event at the Oshkosh Arena on April 30th. Coco Melon follows JJ, his siblings, and friends on adventures that teach life skills through music and animation. General public tickets go on sale Friday, February 21st at 10 a.m. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
It's the Bucks and the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back from the All-Star break with five games in the next 8 days, including tonight against the L.A. Clippers at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks' Bobby Portis receiving word that seven burglars have been charged with breaking into his home and also the homes of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Like, you put all you can into the game, and then you come home, and then just all your belongings are gone, things that you work hard for. So it's kind of gratifying that these guys have been caught.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Back in L.A. when they had that group, Bandits in L.A., my son's home was one of them. That was Austin's home was one of them that was burglarized. Still trying to figure out how he got on that list. You know, when you think about LeBron, Taylor Swift, and Austin, I didn't get that with the burglars. I wanted to talk to them about that. But yeah, it's an invasion of privacy, and you want whoever did it to be off the streets. The fact that they're able to do that this quickly with all these different people is pretty amazing. It's great.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze today. Partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear. It will be cold, just not as frigid as recent nights, lows near zero. And then on Friday, sunny skies to be expected with highs in the lower 20s. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great, including the American Burr Combiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world. I'm Todd Alba. I'm taking you to the Burr Combiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Alba show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be live from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin for the 51st annual American Burr Combiner. Yes, outside. Join us. It should be fun.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media Worldwide. And of course, don't forget about our amplitude modulation, 1590 and 1100.
Our what?
Amplitude modulation.
Okay, what is it? AM. You don't even know what that is.
AM.
Oh.
So FM is frequency modulation, AM is amplitude modulation. So
we've been doing this for 2 years. That's the first time you've ever said that.
I think we've said it before, actually.
Have we?
Sorry about that, Red. Yeah, we have.
Yeah, Red, where did that come from, Red?
Just, all I just said was, the more you know.
Yeah. Right.
You remember
the star?
That is thrown it out there.
I will use that.
And today's educational segment was brought to you by.
That's right. Special thanks to Beth Parker, sharing memories of her grandfather on this day 80 years ago in Iwo Jima. Gary Gresh, head coach at St. Norbert Men's Basketball. Big senior day coming up on Sunday. We're going to talk with Samuel Rock again, our battle buddy response team. But right now, Jim, what's going on?
You know, we talk about our downtown, getting people to witness all the great little shops we have that are unique. You know, it's not, you know, chains. It's very unique. And one of the things that I think we've done a pretty good job of is the whole coffee, tea, those type of establishments. And this Saturday, on February 22nd, is what's called the Cafe Crawl. Started back in 17, 18, 19. And it's, well, we have with us someone who is the expert in this. Jen, why don't you tell us what's going on from Downtown Green Bay Incorporated?
Well, I'm not Jen. I'm Red, actually.
Red.
That's okay. Jen is an expert. She's been doing this longer than me. So this is actually my first year. But
oh, all right.
Yes, we are very, very excited. So annual cafe crawl. We've got 9 participating cafes or similar little shops between downtown and Old Main. And I have a little card here for you guys, too, to look at. But it has all of them on there. So if you want to pass one
9
down.
Of them. And you got, we're going to be, they're walkable, but they're trolleyable, too.
Correct.
Is that a word, trolleyable?
Trolley
did they get them all? Did they get them all fixed?
Get them all.
Because the night we did the international food crawl here.
Yeah.
Do you remember? We go, holy crap, we've never seen a trolley being towed before. It had this unbelievably huge truck towing the... Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was like the biggest piece of equipment I've ever seen on our city streets that night.
If you're going to give the hook to a bus or a semi, you need a heck of a
that
truck.
That was incredible.
And you need a solid rig, for that. I can't speak to the trolley there, but we do have 3 lined up. So.
Oh, that's plenty.
Yeah.
That was actually fun riding around in that.
Yeah.
It'll be pretty good logistically, but yes, like you said, you can walk, you can drive yourself if you really want, but you don't have to. You can take these trolley rides.
Well, the weather's supposed to be pretty nice, though.
It is. Yeah, I think I saw a high of 27.
Oh, we'll take that?
So, yes, we will take that. That will be wonderful.
Actually, this is weird. So when we came in, we were all excited. Wind chill was only 2 below. Now it's 5 below. So it's like the temperatures are actually dropping a little bit.
It's the river.
Did you walk down here? Did you walk here from your office?
I didn't. I had a drop off at school, so I came here first, and then I'll head over. But because that would have been a lot colder. Yeah. Yes.
Some of these are just establishments, right? Like, you know, the Attic. Everybody knows that. Daily Buzz, Ground Cafe. But you got some newer ones on here.
I've never heard of.
Right. And yes. So
We want everybody to stop at the Hotel Northland because Johnny and I are going to be there on Saturday. So we're doing the dog show. We're doing the show. Lucky
yes.
Seven.
Yeah. So yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
But go ahead.
So it'll be a little bit interesting coming together. So yeah.
But we're drinking beer. We're not drinking coffee that day. Johnny
okay.
And I, we,
well,
we're
and
emceeing
that's,
the event.
That's,
and we're bringing Milton, no, but we're no, keeping him in one of those little cages, those little cargo cages.
Okay.
I take that back. We're drinking Tito's. Isn't that who sponsored our event?
Yeah.
Tito's. Anyway,
that's,
go ahead.
It's alcohol, right. But that there's one stop on our stop.
I don't want to hear about
that. Too, but we will talk about this. So okay, yes, 9 stops total. The 2 check-in locations are at the Attic and Grounded Cafe. So people, you know, our participants can check in at either of them right now. We do suggest getting your tickets early. Right now, they're just $12 online.
That's great. I mean, 12. What can you get for $12?
No, right.
Well,
and you get a
us.
Sample everywhere. You get a sample at each
every,
one of these.
Every one of them.
Yes. Yes. And I'll list off the samples in just a minute here. But the other thing too, if you don't get it in advance, it is $15 cash day of at one of those check-in locations. So you check in, you get your little passport with your, you know, we're gonna mark off wherever you go to all your different ones here. And yes, I'll list them off with the details. So it's 8:30 to noon though, the whole thing. And we'll have those trolleys going all throughout as well. So the Attic, that's part of the Old Main District. They have 2 of 3 hot teas plus some specific coupons available. The Compound Cafe, they are a newer one. They're in the Old Main and they have a peanut butter latte and date caramel macchiato.
That doesn't sound too good.
doesn't sound too bad. You mean?
Wow! Take one of those. You could have brought one with us.
Yeah. So I might have misspoke.
Did you bring anything with us?
It was a flight.
I did not.
No.
I might have misspoke. I'm sorry. The Daily Buzz is one of the check-ins. I'm
that's
sorry.
I think
I said the Attic. I'm so sorry. The Attic was at the top.
We never
I'm so
correct
sorry.
Our guests.
You know what?
But
this is what happens when I can't.
But hey, but our guests aren't shy about correcting us.
I can't have coffee right now. So let's just blame it on that.
The Daily Buzz, which everybody knows,
yeah.
The
Daily Buzz.
And Attic.
Grounded. Grounded as a check-in and the Daily Buzz are the 2 check-ins.
It's not
there
Attic.
We go.
Got it. Okay,
official.
Go ahead.
Official. But the Daily Buzz has a honey bee refresher, which does not have caffeine. So I've tasted that one and enjoyed
there
it.
There you go.
The Black and Tan medium roast and a chocolate chip cookie bar, both regular and gluten-free. Plus, they're going to have some discount coupons for their locations. Grounded, they're going to have a chider, which is a chai and apple cider, and a gluten-free peanut butter cookie.
Damn.
Yeah. Glass Coffee House. They're going to have a draft day brew and energy bites. They've got
no ketchup.
They've got some.
don't say it. Keep going.
They've got some neat swag there, too, that's all draft day themed stuff. Now, one of them that you, I think, we're kind of alluding to is like Lion's Mouth Bookstore.
Yeah.
They've got a Drip Luna Coffee and tea from Sweet Willow. Captain's Walk Winery.
Let's hear this.
Yes. So they've got
a little Merlot.
They've got a no.
Listen, they got something special.
Oh, it's good. It's good. When I heard it, I was like, oh gosh, I wish I could have this. So, it's called a coffee bean buzz. It's coffee with Kahlua, tequila, and topped with whipped cream.
Wow!
And these samples are all free, really, with your
they're with your ticket, with your passport. Yep, with your passport, you go in. You
give
get
me
your
that
little,
one again.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that one is the coffee bean buzz. It's coffee.
Yeah.
So it still has coffee in it.
Right.
With Kahlua, tequila, and topped with whipped cream.
That's going to be good.
Delicious.
Walk that
deliciousness
one off.
In a cup, right?
That should be
don't
your last
take
stop.
A trolley for that one.
I mean, yeah. I was going to say, so
trolley.
that one, wow. take the ride.
That's
yeah.
a trolley
trip. By the way, I just want to say here, trolleys will run a continuous loop.
Absolutely.
So it's not like, because I remember when we did our thing, I said, well, do we have to wait? But they just constantly
just
going
moving.
Around.
Yep, they'll keep moving. They'll
just stand outside of wherever you are.
I mean, and some of them are pretty close. So our last few on the list are Local Wisco, another one, not specifically a coffee shop, but they're going to be open for this, serving coffee. They have Door County Coffee, the Old Fashioned or the Sunrise Roast, and they have Sartori Cheese Espresso, Bella Vitano. I hope I said all that correctly, but that is what they've got available. And I know they've got some special jewelry things going on, too.
That is really like the Green Bay store downtown,
right? Gosh,
it's just,
and
if people haven't been there, I mean, if you have visitors that come into town, you want to take them there because they have everything, not just the food, but they have the swag as well, sweaters, sweatshirts. So that It's right across from Nicolet Bank.
Yeah. I mean, I think
they do great things with license plates.
You know, you're right.
Our thing right here is from, yeah.
Yeah.
They do great. And
yeah. They do.
They must have just sold their big one because they had a huge one in their window. Because I actually bought a lot of Christmas gifts from there last year.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
It's a great Christmas gift, birthday gift, whatever. Because there's going to be something really uniquely cool in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then our last one, Jim, you had alluded to it. It's Hotel Northland. And they're going to have coffee and cinnamon roll bites. So between all nine, a great array of something different. At each stop and
fantastic.
And
this sounds great. And a beautiful Saturday morning.
I know. Yeah.
And I think coffee becomes like you go to that place, and this is nice. You can get out to other places because I mean, there's certain places where I go and I need to expand my horizon a little bit. So this is going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
But you know what? Until you handed me this little postcard,
your passport. This is a passport.
Oh, this is the passport.
This is
they
the
check
passport.
Off these boxes. And when we get them all checked off,
well, some people just want the competition. What we're doing, though, is when you do check in, once you check in, you get your passport, all you got to do is scan. That enters you for a chance to win gift cards from one of the participating cafes.
Right. But what I'm saying, looking at this little map here, you know, people say, well, downtown Green Bay doesn't have... I mean, these are all within, like, yards of each other, within walking of some very, very cool places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and even close to each other.
That's
too.
What
you
I
think
mean.
About, like, Hotel Northland and Gloss are
right
kitty corner
across
there,
the street
you
there.
Know, and grounded Captain's Walk, very close there too.
Hey, Todd.
And then I just want to say that.
No, I got to get this out you. Remember we're talking about, he said he would know how to torture me if I was in one of those terrorist
things. Did you find something for him?
Yeah.
What is it?
Just make him eat egg sandwiches with no ketchup.
That'd be close. That'd be up there. All right, let's go.
Because one of these places is where we had an altercation where he was basically asked to leave the premises because they wouldn't give him ketchup for his eggs.
No, they didn't have ketchup, John.
I know. That's
okay,
why.
It's not what they didn't give it to me. They didn't have
because the fuss you put up because they didn't have ketchup for your eggs.
So Jim Schmidt will not be participating.
Exactly. No, I'm all in this. This is what I want to say is I think...
We don't want any bad publicity. Too
late for that.
I think it's cool to go to the attic right across from the park, and they have such... That's so unique. And then Captain's Walk is cool, and they're two totally different places. And I think people need to... And I hope they're in there promoting other things they have. Captain's Walk with their entertainment and... Just, I mean, I love that place. Well, all of them. I've been to all of these. The only one I haven't been to is that...
The Compound, maybe.
The Compound, yeah.
Yeah, they're newer.
And that's on Main.
Yep.
Okay.
Old Main, and you can see we've got a little map on the back here.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
I'll
get over there. Cool.
So they're a little more out there, but it is such a neat environment,
sounds like it.
Ambiance, and haven't been banned from there yet, so no. Yes, now is your chance to experience it before it's too
Compound
late.
Cafe, yeah, I don't know that one.
Me either.
Yeah, they are newer. You got to stop in there.
So that'd be just right up Main Street this way, pretty much?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Right. Down on Main.
By Cedar? All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm telling you, you are going to love it.
I just want to go through some of these. Hotel Northland, Glass, Loco Wisco, Daily Buzz, The Attic Compound Cafe, Captain's Walk Winery, and Grounded Cafe.
That's great. It's $12.
Oh, and the Lions Bookstore.
And
I'm sorry.
It's $12.
Yep, Lions Bookstore.
You get a sample or a small, we get a sample of everything there. The trolley is free.
Yeah, trolley's all included.
Yeah.
Let me ask this, I don't know if everyone would be exactly the same, but is it one of those things where what they're going to have would be on their normal kind of menu, or is this special for Saturday?
Well, it's special for this event, but a lot of times they would have something like this available on a menu. It might be one of those rotational menus, but
I got to try that Coffee Kahlua tequila.
I know. It's a great way to start the day, right?
Of course you do.
I'm going to help out the local economy.
He started plenty of days like that.
Wow.
And hey, if you want to get tickets or more information, go to downtowngreenbay.com. It'll be right there, featured events on the homepage.
Downtowngreenbay.com. Tremendous event. Cafe Crawl.
It's a big deal.
Taking place this Saturday.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, thank you,
Red.
Yes, thanks, guys.
We come back. John Syndergaard and Billy Giants will be joining us talking CP Telethon. Back at this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
It's Amanda with your new WISCO 411, sharing events of all varieties throughout the Valley and greater Green Bay area, especially ones that provide support and hope. Tuesdays between February 4th and March 11th from 6 till 7:30 p.m. at the Hyde Family Community Center, individuals can meet together for the Survivors of Suicide Loss Support Group. It's meant to be an open and safe place to share and connect with others. Registration is required as the groups are small. So for more information, go to wiss.fm and click events.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Whoa, here we go. Hey!
All right.
We're live.
You guys are professionals in there. Well,
I just told these guys that this is going to be a long half hour trying to fill with these two guys.
But we do
bring Red back.
But we do have a professional in here.
She's still in house.
And of course,
bring her back in.
And of course,
there she is. I can see her. She's right over
John
there.
John had to be listening while I mispronounced his name.
Well, he could be listening anytime.
You did well this morning.
But the second time fifth time he was good.
Yeah. John Sindergaard.
This has got to be one of the most respected, expected. You know, people look forward to this. This CP Telethon that you guys have been doing for years, and Bill, you've been emceeing that, and Frank, and who's that guy from Florida that would come up once in a while?
David Searing.
You've had some kind of some famous people, you being the most famous, of course, but it's just been a great, great
thing.
Who's
that guy again with the big nose?
Mino?
and you continue to upgrade it with the streaming. So tell us, John Sindergaard, you're the director of the CP Center, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Welcome.
So we switched things up. This is the second year that we have gone from a two-day event at WBAY to a live stream event Friday afternoon, March 2nd. I'm sorry. Saturday, March 1st.
Watch her jump all over my butt for getting your name wrong, John.
Sorry, Johnny.
At least John had the right
date. Saturday, March 1st. And the live stream event is going to take place from 2 to 4 p.m. Neat. It's a free event. People can go online and register to view that event at cptelethon.org. cptelethon.org. And there's a couple of segments there that I want to talk about just real quickly.
And that actually can be interactive, right?
That's right.
That's very cool what you're doing, because a lot of us would just watch the video and it's like, oh, that's great. But tell us more about that. I think that's Yeah, really, you've upgraded the technology here.
Yeah, it's really an opportunity to go behind the scenes of CP and see some of the special work that goes on there every day. And we're able to do that in a little more extensive fashion than we are on the telethon, where all you see is a snippet. So just real quickly, there's going to be four segments on our live stream Saturday, March 1st. The first segment is going to be an Art for All segment. And one of the things that we do a lot of internally is art projects and artwork. Our adult clients participate and spend a lot of time doing artwork on a daily basis. Some of it's fantastic. And so during that first segment, we are going to showcase some of their art. We're actually going to roll out a live art project during that segment. And we're also going to share some of the adaptive devices that our clients use as they create these art projects.
It's amazing. So it's almost like where people that are pledging, where that money's going.
That's right.
And I think will learn a lot because, I don't know, when's the last time you said adaptive art projects?
Yesterday.
You will be amazed.
He's so
shut up, Billy.
I should have worn my big boots.
Man. Hey, that's all right. When I said amplitude modulation, so he's like, I don't know.
I just got a headache. I get some Tylenol, please.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's why we're going to the Captain's Walk for our coffee.
Tequila
they
coffee.
They put gin in there, whatever they do.
Tequila.
But, John, that's great for, like John said, for people to witness things and see it live, but also learn about where your money goes because people – I mean, you really, they're not students. You have quite a range of ages
we
there.
Do. We
but
do.
You just really accommodate everything throughout life. It's not just, you know, swimming, which I think you're known a lot for. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah,
so you got this adaptive art.
It's the whole continuum.
Right.
So the second segment that we're going to roll out on Saturday, March 1st in our live stream is entitled All Included. And that's really a discussion that's going to be client-led, and they're going to talk about what it means to them to have inclusion in the community, which is going to, again, give a really unique and special perspective.
If I could just, no one's done more events than Bill Jarts.
Absolutely.
But boy, as good as you are,
Absolutely.
Bill. No, you are. You're the best. But when you bring up someone who is the recipient of the program, that is what really gets people to, I'm not saying dig a little deeper, but it just
makes it real.
It makes it real.
Exactly. It's real. Yep. It's right there. And you can see where, like you said, Jim. You see where the money's going. It's not going to New York.
Right.
Yeah. And they take a scoop, and then it goes to Chicago, and they take a scoop. Then to Milwaukee, and they take a scoop. And oh, by the way, we'll throw you a little bone back in Green Bay. You guys made all the money, but now you can have what's left over.
Right.
Hate to say it, but that's a common practice.
Absolutely.
There's so many layers of bureaucracy. And you really need that in fundraising.
But this not is with just this. Whole, yeah, this
down
is right
earth
there.
Way
that's
to
right.
go.
Yeah. That's going to be a great segment to really see your neighbors on that show or people within our community. I mean, you're not bringing anybody from New York to act. These are the real people
in our
community right here. What's your footprint again? I know it's larger than Brown County.
So we serve about 2,100 families annually. We used to say that we served about a 17 or 18 county footprint. That kind of morphs and bobs and weaves depending on where folks are coming from.
2,100 families, that's awesome.
But again, all of this money stays local. All of the folks that are on the team are local, and it's really unique from that perspective.
Well, let's transparency. You guys do give Billy about 50 grand a year. Is that right to do this?
That was two years ago, John. I got a new agent.
Oh, did you get Luke Finkel's agent?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the WBAY thing, the voice of the Packers, that's all just a hobby.
Exactly.
This is main game.
This time. Is it, baby.
Yeah. You know.
You don't buy a farm in Maribel just by work.
Yeah, with a house with no furnace, but they're doing that today. But by the way, if you'd like to send something, go fund me to Bill Jarts needs a new furnace.
Did your furnace really go on
Monday? Yeah, I woke up. We heat primarily with wood. And all of a sudden, I woke up, and it should have been about 70 degrees, and it's like 63. I go, what's going on here? And I look at the thing, and the gauge is set at 70, but it's 63. I go,
ooh.
And went down, listened to the furnace, and they're running. Ooh, this is not good.
Isn't
we
that
have
the worst?
Two fireplaces.
Mary was cuddling.
Yeah.
And we have three dogs. It's cousin Annie, a St. Bernard, a lab, and a little basset puppy.
Bill, I want to tell you, I don't know you all that well, but they've, you can get a furnace that runs like on gas.
Well, that's what I mean. We do have that LP gas when it went out. That's the one that went out, Mayor. Come on now, dog.
How do you heat mainly on wood? How much wood do you
must
go through
a year?
I bought 12 and a half quarts before and split and stacked that. And then I just bought another semi load of 12 quarts. Plus, I've got one of my own. That's what I do in the morning.
Yeah, you do.
Do you have a wood splitter?
Oh, I can walk upright.
Billy,
yes.
Tell me that isn't, when I go to deer camp, what am I most excited about? Splitting wood.
Oh, I love it.
We're going to set a quick break back after this. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. State lawmakers plan to introduce legislation to fund the Wisconsin Office of School Safety permanently. State Representative Todd Novak and State Senator Romaine Quinn began sharing the bill with colleagues last week, hoping to drum up more bipartisan support for the measure before officially introducing the bill later this month. It would guarantee that the Office of School Safety receives the funding it needs to maintain its current full-time staffing levels without needing to rely on federal grant funding with potentially uncertain future. A new report found Wisconsin students are still lagging behind pre-pandemic levels for math and reading scores. According to the Education Recovery Scorecard released by the Center for Education Policy Research at Harvard University, Wisconsin students are months behind in math and half a grade behind in reading scores. Despite the lower scores, the state still ranked 16th for math recovery and 30th for reading recovery. The report also found that over 80% of students are in districts that have not recovered to 2019 achievement levels. With the bitter cold we've been having and the snow comes a risk of fire. Melissa Kay has details.
With the snow that fell over the weekend and the extreme cold now, the local fire department is reminding homeowners to make sure your vents are clear. Your dryer vent, furnace exhaust, water heater exhaust, and gas meter all need to be cleared of snow to function properly. A few minutes to check can keep your house warm, your appliances working properly, and prevent a call to emergency services.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The third season of White Lotus has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular, it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest 4 times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze today. Partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear. It will be cold. Just not as frigid as recent nights, lows near zero. And then on Friday, sunny skies to be expected with highs in the lower 20s. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
Ledge Rock Distillery is your destination for locally produced spirits. Located outside Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, this family-owned and operated farm uses water naturally filtered through limestone ledge rock that's perfect for distilling. Visit them Wednesdays through Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for samples and cocktails, as well as bottles for purchase. You can also order online at ledgerockdistillery.com. It's a sustainable seed-to-spirit experience, and it's at Ledge Rock Distillery.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. Special thanks to Beth Parker being on today. Her grandfather, a veteran of Iwo Jima, taking place 80 years ago right now. Gary Gresh, of course, head coach at St. Norbert College. They've got Senior Day coming up this Saturday, which is cool. It's going to be pretty emotional because his son is one of the seniors.
Ooh, and he's good.
He's good.
Yeah.
Red Semper, downtown Green Bay Cafe Crawl taking place Saturday, which is cool. A lot of stuff taking place this Saturday. And John Syndergaard right now from CP and, of course, Billy Jarts. And we were just talking about this. Like, when I was a kid, biggest thing all year long. Well, I should say, but I mean, in the doldrums of winter, the one thing everybody looked forward to was the March of Dimes telethon. And I can tell you the Packers they brought on. Ron Kostelnik, Bob Skowronski, Willie Davis, a guy by the name, nobody, Billy, you might be the only guy to remember this, Jim Weatherwax.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
So it's all guys like that, and the Lions.
But they were Packers, and they were Lions. That's all they cared about.
Yeah. Charlie Sanders came up one year, which was amazing. Jerry Taggy, Rich McGeorge. Yep. I could go on and on this thing. And one of my greatest thrills, first time I was ever on TV, okay, they had a thing set up at the mall with a football passing contest. And it was Jerry Taggy and Rich McGeorge that were running this passing contest. And they would, you know, for $5, you get three throws or whatever. So that night I get a phone call. Hey, just so you know, you won. And you got to come to the telethon to accept your autographed football. Well, here's the thing. I was so excited. It was mind-boggling. Because the footballs we were using that day were official, the Duke NFL footballs that the Packers, I'm sure, gave these guys some footballs to bring up and then bring back. So I'm thinking, I'm getting an official Duke NFL football.
And you get to meet Jim Weatherwax.
And I
get, whoever the hell that is.
And you go there, and you're with a bunch of these other, like, young, I was like the oldest one at the, because I was like a junior in high school. And it's like, I remember somebody said, Mino, I saw you on the telethon with a bunch of Cub Scouts. What was up with that? But here's the deal that broke my heart. They went to Shopko and bought the cheapest little rubber footballs ever.
No.
And that's what they came. Swear to God.
Oh.
Yeah. You got to keep costs down for those things, right, John? You gotta do that. So, Johnny, with and so much advancement now in the telethon and what you guys are doing, and talk a little bit more. You talked about the first two segments you're having with that live streaming where you can really, I mean, to really to hear from the people, they're going to ask questions right there, and you can interact to find out what do you get out of this place.
John Syndergaard from CP.
Yeah, it's really an opportunity, again, as I said earlier, to go behind the scenes of CP and to ask a lot of those questions that otherwise maybe you didn't feel comfortable in asking. One of our segments is going to be an interactive session with our therapy services team. We have got some really bright, articulate therapists employed at CP, and of course our niche is pediatric therapy, so that will be an opportunity for parents, for families to call and talk to them, to ask questions, to get some advice and so forth. And I think that's going to be a really fun session.
Not sure where you're at capacity wise, but I just got to believe this is going to get you people are going to, well, I didn't know we had that. I think that happens a lot in our community. It's like, I mean everybody knows CP, you know, in your building where you're located, but I think people are going to see that and say, maybe, so I'm going to bring my kid there, my niece, nephew.
I hope so. I hope we get some traction.
So you have capacity is what I'm asking.
We absolutely do have capacity.
Okay, good.
So you bet. If anybody is interested in coming and exploring our services, go to our website, reach out to us. We would love to chat. We do have capacity. Yeah. So
now, Billy, we were talking about this. You know, a lot of back in the day, I don't even know what the FCC is. There still an FCC as far as we? Because I mean, when I was getting into this business, and you too, Bill, were exactly okay. And it was like, man, you have to devote a certain amount of time to community. You have to devote a certain amount of, and same thing in radio, Todd. Probably drove him crazy back in the days. You had all these FCC fulfillments you had to do, and it's not quite like that anymore. So for you guys to not only sustain this telethon, but to keep it growing and modernizing and everything, and it never got stale. Billy, what's the secret behind the curtain with you guys where this passion started and continues to this day?
I can't speak for anybody. I can speak for myself. I grew up watching this, John.
Yeah.
And this is something, this was must-see television.
Yep,
right. It was a two-day event, typically. Yep. And, I mean, you just sat down. I remember my mom saying, you know, you look at these kids. Look at all the help in those kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's visual. You see it. And then when you get inside, you pull the curtain back a little bit, and you get to meet some of these people. I've gotten to know some of the clients. And they're great people. They just happen to have a little, you know, nick or something that's just not right. Sure. They have a disability, whatever that is, be it mental or physical. They're just like us. They want to go out and play sports. They want to do art. They want all the things we do, only there's sometimes they have to move to a wheelchair. Right? But that's all.
I think what that telethon has done, Bill, is it's really, that has got to be one of the best community engagement fundraisers there are, because you get students that help. You get older people. You get neighborhoods, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, businesses that do the three-minute match. There's just, that telethon has said, like, we're all in this together. And I think you guys have done a great job with that.
I'm from the Pipefitters Union, number 1642, and we got a donation here of $278 from our liver night dinner night, and we challenge all the other pipefitters out there. By God, you won't beat us.
They all add up.
Boys, that's it. Yeah.
Darn right. Dude, and you know what the fun part about that was? When I was growing up, it's like, oh my God, look, there's so-and-so on TV.
And it was such a big deal.
It was like such a big deal when you'd see somebody you knew on TV. Right.
You know, the WBAY team is really, I say this all the time, but they really are part of the CP family.
Right.
I mean, you know, on Sunday, March 2nd, Bill's going to be there. Tammy will be there. Cammy will be there. Emerson will be there. Mm-hmm. Kristen is going to facilitate our live stream on Saturday, March 1st. And you can tell that they are not there because they feel a sense of obligation. They're there because they want to be there. And I mean, we have become friends. It's a very special and unique relationship.
Bill can back me up on this. And besides the movie stars you just mentioned, the staff that's there.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Man, those camera guys have been there for years. Yeah. And they
take great pride in
they
that.
They do.
I'll tell you this. That last hour of that telethon from 5 until 6 is like nothing else I've covered Super Bowls, been at basketball tournaments, whatever. Been to Washington, D.C., whatever. That is the most exciting and most gut-wrenching hour of my life, because you know you're actually making a difference. And you see the numbers, and John's able to kind of project where we are right now, and so where do we need to be to set a new record? And you just start pounding it, and you walk out, and I've always said this, it's the most rewarding trip home. I live about 35 minutes away from the station. When I drive home, I finally say, today I made a difference in the world, a legitimate difference in the world. You know, reading the news, okay, flip it on, get your phone, whatever. That's one thing. But when you walk out of there that day, you've made a difference, and you know the kids, you know some of these clients. Some of them aren't kids. Some of these folks are getting, they've been a while.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can joke with them and jab them a little bit, and they see you and they smile. And it's like, it just.
That's awesome,
it opens up your soul.
I mean, Bill, I would imagine, though, part of that connection you have with them is they can sense it, that it's personal with you, that you're legit, that you're genuine, versus, quote unquote, not to, but another talking head, you know, that might just show up. Okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm running out here. I got to do, but you live this, and I'm not trying to blow smoke up your butt, but there aren't many of these left in the country. In fact, didn't you guys say it's the longest one in the country?
That's 71 right. years. That's right. Next weekend.
That's 71. I was going to ask. That's
right. 71 years. That's
incredible. Think about that for a minute. Right. Yeah. Maybe something else that's been going on in TV for 71 years consecutively.
Yeah. And to change with the times, too.
Right.
I mean, it used to be just put up the camera, bring in the Hollywood star. Right. I mean, I used to remember going down to Clintonville, they'd have a little fishbowl. And if you go down, you make a donation, and literally it was a fish tank.
Yes.
And you used to bring your little coffee cup of money, you know, $2.14, dump it in, and you'd get a little picture of, like, Festus or Matt Dillon or whatever. Right. It was like, oh, my God, look what I got here.
here. Yeah.
Bob Skowronski and Ron Kostelnik, I can still see it at the Ishpeming Armory, and they got the big tape and the long line, and there was literally like a fishbowl.
Yes.
People were throwing a dollar or whatever, and that was the whole thing.
Yep.
When I travel around the community, go to meetings and so forth, I still get requests for that fishbowl. When are you going to bring the fishbowl back?
We really should
one of these years.
We should. Yeah. Just put it in the lobby and have somebody stand guard. Just come on in, welcome me, whatever. And maybe we can give them, I don't know, Bill Jarrett's baseball card or something. Just
remember at the museum, we had to clip that guy because he was fishing in the fishbowl. Remember that?
Reaching in.
It had a cover on it, too, but the guy got a coat hanger.
Oh my God.
Anyway, that would never happen with you guys.
But this is 71 years.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute.
Pretty special.
This can be a nation record of one event on a local TV station.
Yeah. Longest running. Yeah.
Things have changed so much.
Yeah. Oh, we used to do one for Children's Hospital that we had a telethon. Yeah. You mentioned March of Dimes.
You're right.
What was the one on Labor Day weekend with Jerry Lewis?
The Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yeah. But it was for
Muscular Dystrophy.
Muscular Dystrophy.
You're right. Yeah.
So there have been many of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But slowly but surely, we've become, I believe, the only one in the marketplace still running it nationwide.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Yeah.
And Bill, you said that, you know, 71 years, things have changed. John, obviously, the CP Center has changed significantly.
It has.
Conditions. And you've kept up with the times technology-wise, what you're doing with the, but tell us some of the enhancements you've had just in serving that clientele.
Yeah, so we have expanded. Now we have got four locations. I think we talked a little bit about that in the past. Yep. We've got locations on location now in Kimberly in the Valley. We have got one over on the lakeshore in Two Rivers. We have got now a child care facility up in Suamico, and then, of course, our primary facility over there off of Webster. But, you know, one of the things that I feel really good about with CP is that we are a really progressive, contemporary organization. We are anything but a stoic, plodding nonprofit. And I say that, you know, in the nicest way. I think we've got a group of leaders there, both at the board level and in our leadership team, who want to do things differently. They want to make sure that we're continuing to meet the needs of our community. It's incumbent on us to continue to grow, to diversify, to make sure that we're sustaining that organization for another 70 years.
You know, there's a term that I remember a guy using one time in one of my military guys, and he was talking about a situation. He said, we used I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I figured out, but he said, we used non-kinetic tactics for kinetic situation. And I said, what? And what I'm thinking about with you guys, it's like, you guys are kinetic. You guys are attacking this. You're not sitting back and saying, oh, these poor people, whatever, whatever. You guys are just the opposite. You're like, full steam ahead. We're doing this again. We're getting new equipment. We're not letting any moss grow on us.
That's right.
I think that's pretty cool how aggressive you guys are in giving the best service you possibly can to these people.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I think so, too. And again, as quickly as our field is changing, it's again, as I just said, it's incumbent on us to continue to be innovative, to welcome new opportunities, new technology, so that, again, we can continue to
all
do the right
thing
for
our
communities.
All for the benefit of your clients.
So next weekend, we call in, we make pledges, and we want to do that, and people want to do that. But talk to me about the volunteer side of things, too, Johnny, a little bit.
Yeah, it takes an army. And I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, our teammates over at WBAY, they're obviously critical to our success. Yeah. I can't say enough of good things about Bill and his team and the work that you have all done for us. We use 360 VIPs, 360 VIPs.
Right.
So, again, it really is. It really
evidently
does.
We're 361 and 362,
take
Jim.
We're
on the short list.
Gentlemen, we do have some chairs available.
I know the mayor has sat there in the past number of years. Yes, I have. That was
like Billy would be like with the bullpen.
I know you guys are quiet. A lot of people don't like to sit on air because they don't want to be interviewed. And I know you guys are both quiet.
Yeah, I would not.
So we could tell Bill just to pass you by. You could pretend you're on a call if you don't want to chat. I know you're...
He's coming, pick up the phone. He's talking to somebody.
Right.
No.
They got a deli plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pastrami's gone. I can't believe that. Okay. I don't know who it was over there. I think it was that Chris Roth.
Yeah. I think he'd be on the phone. Yeah.
Did you say something, Doc?
I was just going to say, you guys better walk up to him and nail him with a live interview. You've got to.
Perhaps you guys could do a live show from the BAY Auditorium.
And we could. When Bill comes down and talks to, you know, how the pledge is going, John will be on there. That's cheese and onions.
John, no tomato. Billy.
And onion rings.
I'll be right there.
I want the whole week this time.
But for those people who are doing the VIP, and John, I've done that many, many times, is you know, get your calls before that, because you do want to turn in, you know, $500,000 at the end of your hour. You know?
That's right.
So if you can just call, say, I'm going to call you at this time, and mom, dad,
That's right.
Get the snow shoveled yet?
Can you guys stick around? You guys okay time-wise? All right, we're going to set up one last quick break. John Syndergaard from CP and Bill Charts talking about the telethon. Back right after this. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills in my eyes. I hope it'll
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
The flavor in Yeti Yum's freeze-dried candy, it will take you on a trip from chewy to crunchy. It's a Yeti adventure. Yeti, Yeti Yum's. It's a Yeti adventure.
Yeti Yum's, super fun and full of flavor. Freeze-dried candy and fruit, fresh cotton candy, Lotus energy drinks, kombucha refills, and new creations every week. Plus over 15 free samples. Visit them in downtown Oshkosh.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today. And call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, wrapping it up here on a little bit of a chilly Thursday. Wind chill still 5 degrees below zero. Got to ask you, Billy, we're just laughing about the TV days with covering sports. Oh, those are, isn't it like when you look back, I mean, you have to say to yourself, wow,
how did we do that?
How did we do that? Did we have families? Yeah, did we ever have days off?
Well, the two-day
practice. And not woe is me, but I'm just saying. Well,
two-day practice with the Packers. We'd go in, it was 8:30 and 2:45, I think, were the practice times.
Yeah.
So we'd be there for the morning.
We were expected. Even though we did the news the night before.
Right.
We were expected to be there 8:30 the next morning.
Sure. So you had to be there, cover that one, come back, edit some tape, go back and cover the afternoon practice, and then do the 5, 6, and 10.
Yeah.
And do the 10, and then go home and sleep for 2 minutes and come back in again.
Absolutely.
It was just part of the job.
And interview Jim Weatherwax. Hey, I want to talk about the VIP.
It was a good interview, by the way.
I'm sure we needed it. I want to talk about the VIP. We have some sponsors here. This is Ben and Deanna Melchor. They're working their phones from 9 to 10 on Sunday. So I just tell our listeners, they're on here on a regular basis.
They're great sponsors for us here. Great people.
They're great realtors. Deanna Melchor. They're great realtors. Absolutely. So everybody who is a realtor or thinking of buying a house, call in between 9 and 10 on Sunday. And
do the match.
You bet.
Yes, and they do the match then. So I just want to... You have a lot of great VIPs on there, though.
We do. And if you can't sit on the VIP panel, you can still go online. Go to cptelethon.org. You can set up a VIP page
really?
Right now, and you can fundraise online.
Oh,
so cptelethon.org.
Oh, wow.
So it's not necessary. You don't need to be present.
And get harassed by Bill George. You can just be at home in your living
room.
It's always crazy
during the 3-minute match. I mean, it is so loud. The band's playing, and you're trying to talk to these people, and they're trying.
Yeah. I know.
And the phone's just nonsense. It's just bang, bang, bang. And it's so exciting. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And Billy, I'm not, please understand, folks, I'm not making fun of anybody you're trying to, but here's just something that we've lived with. I guarantee you, somebody come on, Bill, somebody wants to make it. Yeah, Bill, do you remember that time you came out to name Schultz Pond and where's the perch were running? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I took you out. It was my brother that took you out. True or false?
They were snapping. They were snapping.
And the other thing I want to say about you guys are a little bit generous. Now, I don't know if I'm the only one that did it, but in the match, sometimes they would come in a little after the match, and we changed the time to make sure.
Oh, to make it register for you, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
that might happen on occasion.
I was just going to say, sure was I wasn't the only guy. Yeah. But, well, that's cool. What else is going on Sunday?
Yeah, so most of our recurring groups, many of whom have been with us since the beginning, will be there. Of course, the kids from Southern Door, which is always a hit. The Sunnyside Elementary kids will be there to perform. The Heritage Academy of Irish Dancers, which are always a fan favorite.
I've said this yet. I love Irish dancing.
Yep.
And, of course, Frank and his group will be there. And then Bill and the WBAY team, of course, most entertaining of all.
Yes.
If I was an Irish lass, I would be a dancer.
But when they dance, you can just hear that anywhere in the newsroom. They're like, what's going on? Be like the newcomer.
Just throw that out there.
I hear that. Those Irish saying, oh, my God, what's going on? We
it's Milo.
He'd last 15 seconds. That's like jump roping, man.
That's hard work.
That is work.
Those are athletes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those are legitimate athletes.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And Bill, I think that's, like Johnny talked about, you genuine. I mean, everyone there is excited about this event. You, John, probably, you know, the most. But still, the whole team is excited about it. And I think the community, quite honestly, as I said earlier, I think they look forward to this. And this is a great opportunity, and you can see some great entertainment and really help. And I love the fact that it stays local. We're always worried about that as mayor, that is this money staying here? Yeah. But this one's tried and true. It stays right here.
It is. Yeah, I say it all the time, but these last couple of weeks and the next week leading up to Telethon, you can feel the energy. You can feel the anticipation. It's fun. There's a whole different vibe in the hallways of CP. Now, with that comes a little bit of trepidation, because you just don't know until we sign off the air at 6 p.m. what that coat's going to look like.
It's live TV.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just so that the people know, it's March 1st, because we cut a promo and I said,
March 1st.
So live stream Saturday, March 1, 2 to 4 p.m. Telethon on Sunday, March 2nd from 8 to 6.
Beautiful.
This is going to be
beautiful.
Great.
Yep. Billy, one last quick question for you. So I watched that movie last night about I went to the movie, The Green and Gold.
Okay.
You know, and it's just funny because it's like from our era where it's like Holmgren and Young Favre and Reggie and those people. I got a little nostalgic for that era. I'm not sure we appreciated it. Maybe you and I did, because we covered so many terrible Packer teams.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's people.
That's true.
People can't believe how bad it was here versus what Holmgren and Wolf and Reggie and Favre, what they did for this organization. I know it's been written about, but you and I lived it on a 14-hour-a-day basis for 10 years, Billy.
I remember as a kid, it was like you would watch the Packer game, and then at halftime you go and play a game because you know they're going to win anyway. It's just like, what's the final score going to be?
Right.
And then we go through 30 years where nothing happens.
Exactly.
And then we can't get past Dallas, and all of a sudden we're in the Super Bowl. And I'll never forget that signing off from New Orleans. I say, when Mike Holmgren was in San Francisco, he used to tell us, that, listen, guys, either you shape up or we're going to ship you to Green Bay. And tonight, everybody in the National Football League wishes they were a member of the Green Bay Packers. And I remember the hair on the back of my neck stood up, because it was true and it was legit, and I lived it and you lived it.
Mark Daniels told us when he was on here, he cried in New Orleans. And it's like, we're supposed to be these tough, jaded, unemotional.
Impartial.
But when you lived it the way we lived it.
It was like the stars aligned just right, and everybody else's buses, break down on the way to the game. We might get 8-8. We get a shot.
Exactly. Oh, man. Good stuff. All right, we're out of time. John Syndergaard and Bill Jart, CP Telethon coming up on March 1st. Congratulations, both of you guys.
Thank you.
Keep this
rolling.
This is one of the real legacy type things of Northeast Wisconsin.
Give us a call.
Absolutely, we will.
Thanks for what you do.
Put a fishbowl out there. I'll give you a little something for the effort. Hey, thanks for being with us, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. Money the Mayor. See ya.
Hello. Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Did you know more than 50,000 state residents report being scammed every year? I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. How you can protect yourself on the next New Wisco Weekend.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 6,000 probationary IRS workers could be laid off as soon as today. And says ABC's Rachel Scott, that's not the only place preparing for thousands of fewer workers.
At the Pentagon, sources tell ABC News Secretary Pete Hegseth is preparing to fire or remove a series of top generals and senior officials. A list of their names already circulating among Republicans on Capitol Hill. The big question doesn't include the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, C.Q. Brown. Hegseth once said Brown had to go. The Pentagon now moving forward with an 8% cut, roughly $50 billion, that the agency says will be redirected toward other defense priorities.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The bodies of four Israeli hostages handed over today to Israel. Hamas says it will release six living hostages this weekend. Another day of frigid weather across much of the country. And then things will thaw out. 24 below wind chill in Kansas City this morning, could be close to 60 on Monday. This is ABC News.
I'm Lee.